This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, salatu wassalamu ala rasulillah, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. This is Riyad Razazi welcoming you to the Stories of the Prophets. We are with episode number 24 and it's session number 7, talking about lessons from the story of Yusuf alayhi salam. So this is my intro, and then I will just give a minute or two for more people to join, inshallah ta'ala. Just give them a chance, because I want, inshallah, to start while there's enough people, inshallah ta'ala. I've got here Facebook, and I've got here Instagram. Coco Murad, you know, coconut. Coconut Murad. Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Hope you're doing great. People are slow logging in today for some reason. So I'll just give them, you know, a quick minute or two for more people to join so that we can start our stories of the prophets. We are with episode number 24 and it's session number 7. Talking about lessons from the stories of story of Yusuf alayhi salam. Lessons from the story of Yusuf alayhi salam. I know you may have heard the story of Yusuf so many times, but subhanallah, since, you know, this is session number 7, you know, 7 sessions all talking about, you know, Yusuf alayhi salam and deriving lessons that we can, you know, relate to, you know, nowadays. Yesterday was alhamdulillah, a great session. All the other sessions were amazing, mashallah, because there's a lot of amazing, you know, lessons that we can all relate to. Yesterday, my brothers and sisters, we left off where the wife of that trustee, the wife of that minister of finance, she sought to seduce Yusuf alayhi salam, right? She sought to seduce Yusuf alayhi salam. So let me give, you know, subhanAllah, the attendance started getting for some reason lower and lower, you know, we're almost getting to like 50s into now, went down into the 20s. I think it's summertime, huh? You guys need the corona again to come back and put us in this lockdown, you know? So what's going on? But anyways, these sessions are recorded anyways, and people can always go back and watch them, inshallah ta'ala, at their own leisure, bi-idhnillah. So anyways, brothers and sisters, welcome. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome again. Officially, Riyad Razazi welcome you all to the Stories of the Prophets, episode number 24. And we are with session number 7, talking about lessons from the story of Yusuf alayhi salam. Yesterday, we talked about, you know, how the wife of the Minister of Finance, she tried to seduce Yusuf alayhi salam. And when she locked all those doors, and then we explained, you know, what that meant, you know, by all the doors. It's not only one door that she locked, and then after she beautified herself and whatnot, and then she called Yusuf, and then Yusuf alayhi salam said, Ma'ad Allah innahu rabbi hashalillah. No, you know, so he ran from her, and then she ran, you know, of course, you know, she ran to as well to catch him. And then we talked about that story again, that story of the shirt. For the shirt that of Yusuf alayhi salam, when he was thrown into the well, and then again the shirt came up again when he was running away from her, and then she caught him, and then from his his back, like the back of his shirt, and the shirt was torn from the back. So once they opened the door, once he tried to open the door, Yusuf alayhi salam, who was up at the door was her husband. And then we talked about that, you know, the reaction of this, you know, interesting husband, this interesting man. I mean, interesting not in a good way here, but in a weird way. You know, he saw his wife with a man, you know, together, you know, in this room, and a shirt that's torn. And then she said, somebody who's trying to harass your wife, you know, what's the punishment other than throw him into jail, you know, and punish him? She didn't say kill him. She says, you know, throw him in jail and punish him. So Yusuf alayhi salam, he said that he was innocent. قال هي راودتني عن نفسي. She's the one who sought to seduce me. She's the one who came after me. And then he did not know what to do, so he called. There was a witness who was with them. The witness, we said, could probably be the judge who was there. You know, so that witness came in to put a judgment, right, or to call a judgment in this case. They said the judgment would be to look at the shirt, and if the shirt is torn from the front, that means, you know, she is right and he is wrong. But if the shirt is torn from the back, that means he is right and she is wrong. فَلَمَّا رَأَى قَمِيصَهُ قُدَّ مِنْ دُبُرْ قَالَ إِنَّهُ مِنْ كَيْدِكُنْ إِنَّ كَيْدَكُنْ عَظِيمٌ. So when he saw that the shirt was actually torn from the back, he said, it is from your plot, the plot of women. It is from your plot. إِنَّ كَيْدَكُنْ الْعَظِيمُ. Indeed, your plot is great, you know, عَظِيمٌ, something great. And then the man told his wife and told Yusuf. This is the husband now. The husband told the wife, you know, he told Yusuf, Yusuf, أعرض عن هذا. Oh, Yusuf, خلاص, forget about this. Just go. Leave. أعرض عن هذا. And then he told his wife, واستغفري لذنبك إنك كنت من الخاطئين. And you seek forgiveness from your Lord. Indeed, you were doing something wrong. You were wrong. You were in the wrong. So seek forgiveness. يعني, do استغفار. Do tawbah. There is a name in Arabic for this, my brothers and sisters. There's hadith, in fact, on this. And hadith is very authentic. Very authentic, reported by Ahl al-Sunan, that the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam says, ثَلَاثَ لَا يَنْظُرُ اللَّهِ إِلَيْهِمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَمَةِ. There are three types of people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not look at them on the day of judgment. Three types of people. Allah azza wa jal will not look at them on the day of judgment. Imagine, you know, what do you mean? Three types of people, Allah will not look at them in the day of judgment. Yes, they may come with mountains of hasanat. Sisters and brothers, listen up. This is really, really very important. Very important. This person could come with mountains of good, mountains of hasanat. They could come with mountains of good deeds, mountains of siyam, of salah, of qiyam, of hajj. Hajj. They could come with lots of good deeds, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not look at them in the day of judgment. Who are they? The Prophet says three types of people. Three types of people. Number one, al-aqli waliday. Wow. Al-aqli waliday, the one who dishonor his parents. Those who dishonor their parents. Allah la yanzur ilayhim yawm al-qiyamah. Allah will not look at them. Meaning if, you know, Allah will not look at them in the day of judgment, that means they will be amongst the losers. They will be neglected. They will be among the losers. It's not like, you know, they can do whatever they want. Allah is not going to look at them. No, that means they will be amongst the losers, these people. They may come with, like I said, with a lot of qiyam, with a lot of salah. They may come with lots of Quran, with lots of sadaqah. They could be hafid al-Quran. They could be imams and sheikhs. They could be anything. They could come with lots of hajj. Still, they will be amongst the losers. Number one, al-aqli waliday. The one who dishonors his parents, the one who is not kind to their parents, Allah will not look at them in the day of judgment. That's number one. Number two, azani, the one who commits adultery. The one who commits adultery, the adulterer, the fornicator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not look at them in the day of judgment. That's number two. And number three, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is what relates to our story here, ad-dayyut. What is ad-dayyut? Brothers and sisters, I don't know if you've heard of this term before in Arabic called ad-dayyut. Ad-dayyut is the one who has no protective jealousy. The one who has no protective jealousy, ad-dayyut. What does that mean, protective jealousy? Protective jealousy meaning a man, for instance, who sees his wife going out half naked, shaking hands with men, kissing, hugging, he doesn't care. Or his daughter, she's going half naked, yani, kissing and hugging and man, you know, and shaking hands with man and stuff, and he doesn't care. He is dayyut. He has no protective jealousy. That's what it means here, ad-dayyut. He has no ghira. He has no ghira for his, you know, family. His wife may be going around, sinning with man, serving man, And he's there, he's happy, he's laughing. She's sitting with this and sitting with that, you know, being alone with this man and alone with that. And, you know, she's his wife, and he knows, and he's fine with that. You know, she goes around, people, they come. Oh, some people say, oh, but Sheikh, this is, come on, we're in 2020 now. We are in 2020. What are you talking? This is backwarded mentality. This is back home mentality. This is, you know, what kind of world are you, you know, do you live in, Sheikh? This is 2020. Come on. Yes, my wife or my daughter, it's okay. She can, you know, wear whatever she wants. She can go out however she wants. She can hug whoever she wants and kiss whoever she wants, you know, because I trust her and she trusts me. Look, Shaitan, how he makes things, you know, sound. We trust, there's trust. There's trust between us. So she can be with him, whomever she wants. She can travel with whomever she wants together with him. It's fine. They're friends. They're co-workers. There is trust between me and her. It's fine. Yani this one come and kisses her. The other one come and kisses her, hugs her, sit down and kiss her. He's okay with that. In Islam, we say, this person is the youth. Astaghfirullah. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, again, those of you who came in late, three types of people, Allah will not look at them in the day of judgment. Three types of people, Allah will not look at them in the day of judgment. They will be amongst the losers. One of them is the one who dishonors his parents. That's number one. Number two, those who commit, you know, those adulterer, the people who the fornicate, Allah Azza wa Jalla will not look at them in the day of judgment. Number three, ad-dayyut, the one who does not have that protective jealousy. They may come with as many good deeds as they want, but subhanAllah, they will be amongst the losers in the day of judgment. So this man here, this minister of finance, you know, the wife, she is the one who sought to seduce Yusuf. And they had the evidence clear, transparent, very clear. The shirt was torn from, not the front, the shirt was torn from the back. So it was clear that it was her who tried to seduce Yusuf, and she was seeking Yusuf to commit, you know, that immoral act with her. That act of haram with her. And she's married. She's married. She's not like, not, you know, she's married. But she fell for Yusuf. All the husband had to say was, Yusuf, forget about this. Don't mention it. And you, seek istighfar. Seek istighfar. Seek forgiveness from your Lord. And then he moved on. We said yesterday, it had to do with his prestige. It had to do with his social status. It had to do with, you know, with his, with his, the role that he's playing in the country of Egypt. You know, he's the trustee, the minister of finance. So he want to cool things down. But in Islam, in astaghfirullah, this is something called the youth. But anyways, my brothers and sisters, let us move on with, you know, carry on and resume the story of Yusuf alayhi salam.
وقال نسوة في المدينة امرأة العزيز تراود فتاها عن نفسه قد شغفها حبا إنا لنراها في ضلال مبين فلما سمعت بمكرهن أرسلت إليهن وأعتدت لهن متكأ وآتت كل واحدة منهن سكينا وقالت اخرج عليهن فلما رأينه أكبرنه وقطعن أيديهن وقلن حاش لله ما هذا بشرا إن هذا إلا ملك كريم قالت فذلكن الذي لمتنني فيه ولقد راودته عن نفسه فاستعصم ولئن لم يفعل ما آمره ليسجنن وليكونن من الصاغرين قال رب السجن أحب إلي مما يدعونني إليه وإلا تصرف عني كيدهن أصب إليهن وأكن من الجاهلين فاستجاب له ربه فصرف عنه كيدهن إنه هو السميع العليم.
Then women in town started talking about what happened to Yusuf alayhi salam.
Rumors
spread in town. And who spread those rumors? Women. There were more women talking. And we said yesterday that most probably, because there were only four people that knew about what happened to Yusuf. It was Yusuf himself, it was the wife, and it was the husband, and that witness. Only four people. So how did the news reach outside? Most probably the maids working in the palace, they spread, you know, the news and the rumors. So women started talking. Now the wife, she heard. The wife heard about, you know, the women talking. So she plotted something else. She plotted. What did she plot? She organized a banquet. She says, they have to see, you know, why I tried to seduce Yusuf. They had to see him. You know, they had to see Yusuf so they can make their own judgment. They've been judgmental before even seeing Yusuf. Let them see Yusuf first. So she organized this banquet and then she called them. And before she called them, she offered them some, you know, fruits. There was some, you know, things to eat. And then she gave, you know, of course, when she offered them plates and whatnot with fruits and whatnot, you know, they had knives, right? So as they took whatever they were, you know, fruits they picked to, you know, to, and then the knife to, kind of like peel off the skins from, let's say, apples or maybe oranges or whatnot. So they were, you know, peeling off their fruits. And then she told Yusuf, ukhruj alayhin. Yusuf, ukhruj alayhin. They haven't seen Yusuf yet. They're all sitting in this banquet, nicely, women all together sitting, right? And then the wife of the minister, she called Yusuf. Yusuf, come. And then Yusuf came out. As Yusuf came out, you have all these women, they were bewitched by the beauty of Yusuf alayhi salam. They were bewitched. They saw Yusuf, and as I remember, as I said, Yusuf's beauty is incredible. You know, beauty was split into two halves, as the Prophet Muhammad SAW says, two halves. One half given to Yusuf alone. So imagine how handsome this man is. Incredibly, incredibly handsome. So beautiful. So beautiful, brothers and sisters, that these women, they were cutting off, you know, their fruits or whatnot, and they started cutting their hands, and they did not feel the pain coming from, you know, the blood dripping from their hands. They did not feel that pain because they were all bewitched by the beauty of Yusuf alayhi salam. What kind of beauty is this, subhanAllah? Yani, brothers and sisters, do you know in Jannah? Shan, do you know in Jannah? Morkain, Hanifa, Lula Robe, Kamran. Do you know in Jannah, inshallah, we will have the beauty of Yusuf alayhi salam? I talked about this during the End of Time series, if you remember. When, you know, in Jannah, we will have the beauty of Yusuf alayhi salam. Do you people know that? Yeah, I hope you remember that, right? We will have the beauty of Yusuf alayhi salam. We will have the age of Isa alayhi salam. We will have the height of Adam alayhi salam. We will have the strength, the akhlaq of the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wassalam. You know, so Yusuf alayhi salam is so beautiful. And he got that beauty, right? He, from his progeny, you know, the progeny of what? Of his great-great-great-grandmother, you know, Sarah, the wife of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Sarah, the wife of Ibrahim alayhi salam. So, inshallah ta'ala, like the Prophet Muhammad SAW says, right? Beauty will be split in two halves, and one half given to Yusuf alone. And brothers and sisters, all of us, inshallah ta'ala, we will have that beauty of Yusuf alayhi salam in Jannah. Imagine, Imagine all of you, sisters, brothers, all of us, inshallah ta'ala, we will have the beauty of Yusuf in Jannah. You will have the height of Adam alayhi salam in Jannah. You will have the age of Isa alayhi salam in Jannah. And then all of us will have that strength, you know, and the akhlaq of the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. So at any rate, these women, imagine this with me, brothers and sisters, these women, they were cut enough, you know, that they had this whatever orange or apple or whatnot, that they were pretty enough. And then they started cutting their hands. They started cutting their hands, but they did not feel the pain because they were all bewitched by the beauty of Yusuf alayhi salam. What did they say? وَقَطَّعْنَا أَيْدِيَهُنَّ وَقُلْنَا حَاشَ لِلَّهِ. One more time. One more time. وَقَطَّعْنَا أَيْدِيَهُنَّ وَقُلْنَا حَاشَ لِلَّهِ ما هذا بشرا إن هذا إلا ملك كريم. وقطعنا, you know, they not only just cut their, you know, when you cut your hand or your finger or something, right? Blood starts dripping, you get hurt. And they say, ouch, and you will get hurt. You will realize that you have cut your hand. But these people, they did not realize. These women, they did not realize that they have cut their hands. You know, blood are dripping, but they kept on cutting. وَقَطَّعْنَا. This is the beauty of the language of the Quran, the Arabic. The beauty of the language of the Quran, the Arabic. وَقَطَّعْنَا. Just like وَغَلَّقَتِ الْأَبْوَابِ, right? When Allah says, وَغَلَّقَتِ, she locked the doors. It wasn't only one door. There were so many doors. This is in a form of intensive form, يعني وغلقت الأبواب. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وقطعنا. There's an emphasis here. It's not only they cut and then it hurts, ouch, something, I got hurt, I hurt my hand or I cut my hand. No, وقطعنا, they kept on cutting their hands, but they did not realize, they did not feel the pain because they were again, sisters and brothers, bewitched by the beauty of Yusuf alayhi salam. وقلنا حاشا لله ما هذا بشرا إن هذا إلا ملك كريم. They say, this is not a human being. This guy here is not a human being. He must be an angel. You know, when you say, oh, this baby is an angel. You know, so Yusuf عليه السلام was not a baby. فلما بلغ أشده. How old must he be now? Sisters and brothers, remember I talked about this? How old must he be now? Around what age? I mentioned this. Well, Allah Azza wa Jal blessed him with that knowledge of ilm and the deen, and blessed him with interpretation of the dreams. So what age did he reach? You know, I mentioned this. فَلَمَّا بَلَغَ أَشُدَّهُ, when he reached his prime age. In his 40s, right? He must be now in his 40s. Exactly. So it's not like he's a baby, yani baby is an angel. La la la. He's 40 years old, and they said around 40s, and they said manhood, exactly 40. So they said he's an angel. This is not a. Have they seen an angel? In hada illa malakun. Has anybody seen an angel before? Have you people seen an angel? Has anyone seen an angel? No, I don't think so. Have you? You're not from this world if you have, mashallah. But have they seen angels to say that he must be an angel? In hada illa malakun kareem. In hada illa malakun kareem. Brothers and sisters, then, qalat, she said, now she goes, now the lady, because now you see the proof. They were judgmental before. They judged her before seeing Yusuf. Now they saw Yusuf. They cut their hands and they said, everybody wanted to have a piece of Yusuf now. They all want Yusuf, not only the woman. They all want Yusuf. He's one. You see, when he's... No, I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to say anything. I almost went off on a tangent, but I pulled myself back. You know, I don't want to say nothing because nothing that may sound... He was alone. It was not only four. It was not just four women. There were so many. They all came out, you know, sister. They all came. Everybody wanted to have a piece of Yusuf. She said, She said, the lady now, she said, the wife of the minister of Egypt, she said, فَذَلِكُنَّ الَّذِي لُمْتُنَّنِي فِي. This is what you guys were talking about, and play, and you blamed me for seeking to, you know, seduce him. You blamed me? And I did. Now she, you know, she admitted, she confessed. She says, وَلَقَدْ رَاوَتُ عَنْ نَفْسِي فَاسْتَعْصَمْ. I did, actually. I did, you know, sought to seduce him, but he refrained. فَاسْتَعْصَمْ. He refrained. But she's not a quitter. She's not a quitter. She says, وَلَئِنْ لَمْ يَفْعَلْ مَا أَمْرُهُ لَيُسْجَنَنَّ وَلَيَكُونَ مِنَ الصَّاغِرِينَ. And if he does not do as I say, I shall jail him, and he will be among the, you know, the losers. So he has to do what I ask him to do. يعني she's gonna go after him and she's gonna call him again. She's adamant that he has to commit haram with her. Because she's saying, yes, I did. I'm the one who sought to seduce him. And I will some more. And if he does not, you know, abide by what I say, I shall throw him in jail. So now he has two offers or two options. One option to fall for her and fulfill her need. You know, subhanAllah, astaghfirullah, sometimes when you have this, when you're bewitched by temptation, subhanAllah, your eyes become so blind you can't see nothing. Astaghfirullah, just like, you know, animals. Like an animal, like you go like khalas, you don't see anything. You just want your, you want that, you know, you're running after that bait, and then you just want to get it, khalas. So here she's blind, blindfolded by, you know, by Yusuf alayhi salam. She has to. She says, "I'm not quitting," and he has to abide by what I say. So he has to do it with me, or I throw him in jail. So two options for Yusuf. Either to fulfill her need, or to throw, or to go to jail. What did he choose? Of course, he chose the latter. He says, Yusuf alayhi salam, قَالَ رَبِّ السِّجْنُ أَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ مِمَّا يَدْعُونَنِي إِلَيْهِ. قال رب السجن أحب إلي مما يدعونني إليه وإلا تصرف عني كيدهن أصب إليهن وأكن من الجاهلين. Brothers and sisters, in the Quran, where does it say that it was not just the woman actually who sought to seduce him, but the other women as well? It was in this ayah. In this ayah, verse number 33. Ayah, Surah Yusuf, verse number 33. This is the evidence where in fact Yusuf, you know, not only the woman who tried to seduce him, but all the other women. In verse number 33, when he said, O Allah, قَالَ رَبِّ السِّجْنُ, jail, prison is more beloved to me. Prison is more beloved to me than, you know, than falling for their trap. Falling for there, you see, this is the evidence. There, he did not say her trap or her plot. As-sijnu ahabbu ilayya, jail is more beloved to me. And we talked about this husband. This husband is the youth. We talked about this man. Her husband is the youth. He did not care. All he cared was about his prestige. When he told, you know, Yusuf, forget about this. Don't mention it. And then he told his wife, seek forgiveness, and he moved on doing his own thing. So he's absent, he's not there. So the one who's, you know, managing the whole thing now is the wife. She has to, she wants the Yusuf. You know, she says, I'm gonna throw him in. If he does not fall, it does not, you know, fulfill my need, my desire, I will throw him in jail. So Yusuf said, oh Allah, jail, prison is more beloved to me than what they call me for. Than their plot. There. Meaning here, not only here, all of them. What a temptation. What a trial. What a test. A very, very, you know, severe, very hard test for a boy, for a man. Remember yesterday, we talked about, you know, all these instruments of temptation. He was by himself. He was young. He was stranger. He was single. He was strong. beautiful, handsome. She was beautiful. She had authority. She had power, you know, in her room, in her house, you know. Yani, there's everything was ready for him. It was all paved for him to commit this haram, but he did not. قَالَ رَبِّ السِّجْنُ أَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ مِمَّا يَدْعُونَ إِلَيَّ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answered his dua. Imagine he made dua to enter jail. Allahu Akbar. He made dua to enter jail. He says, "Oh Allah, jail is better for me. I'd rather go to prison than than fall into their traps." You know, sisters and brothers, it's nice, but I will go off on a tangent and I will come back inshallah ta'ala. The Sahabiyya, who's the Sahabiyya? The Sahabiyya is the wife of the companion. It's been reported that before her husband used to go out in the morning, before the husband, you know, the Sahabi, the companion, he would go out in the morning to go to work, his wife would grab him from the back and she would say, "Feed us from halal and don't feed us from haram. We can bear the heat of hunger, but we cannot bear the heat of hellfire. Feed us from halal and don't feed us from haram. We can bear the heat of hunger. We can, it's okay, as long as we don't eat from haram, we can be hungry, we can eat rocks, we'll eat earth, we'll eat whatever, you know, but don't eat from haram." Because they say, we can bear the heat of hunger, but we cannot bear the heat of hellfire. Feed us from halal. Yusuf alayhi salam, he says, I'd rather go to jail than fall for something haram. Do you see the difference? Do you see the relationship? Do you see the similarities between the two? I'd rather go to jail than do something haram. And sometimes today, people, brothers and sisters, this is why we say lessons from the story of Yusuf. Today, sometimes we when we go through some sort of trial, we seek fatwa. We seek fatwas, right? We seek fatwa, we call a sheikh, another sheikh, and if this sheikh gives us a fatwa which we don't like, we call another sheikh, and then we call another sheikh, until we try to get somebody who can give us a fatwa. Because you know what? It's a trial, it's a test, and we need somebody to tell us, it's okay. It's okay, you can do that. Yusuf said, "Oh Allah, jail is more beloved for me. I'd rather go to jail than being thrown and do what they ask me to do. I'm not going to do haram. I'm not going to commit adultery. I'd rather go to jail." Allah, 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 Allah. So he went to jail. So brothers and sisters, I'm going to move you now from... It's like a movie, isn't it? Now another session, another scene. We were, I move you from one scene to another, So we were in the scene where Yusuf was with his family, and then we went to another scene where Yusuf was with his brothers in the desert, and they threw him into that pit. And then from there, we went into another scene where he was thrown into the markets of Egypt as a slave. And then we moved from there into the scene of being in the palace, and then there, another scene where he's been called in from the wife of the minister, and then she locked the doors, and then she called him. That was another scene. And then the scene where they opened the door and the husband was there, and then the other scene where she called, and she organized this banquet, and then she called these women, and then, so from one scene to another. Now let us move to another scene. What scene? We're gonna move to jail. Yes. He went to jail. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم فاستجاب له ربه فصرف عنه كيدهن إنه هو السميع العليم ثم بدا لهم من بعد ما رأوا الآيات لا يسجننه حتى حين. And then after they've seen, after they've seen the evidence, they said, because now they blamed Yusuf and accused Yusuf, wrongly accused him. So they throw him in jail. He had no choice. He says, I'd rather go to jail. So he went to jail, and now another scene in jail. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
وَدَخَلَ مَعَهُ السِّجْنَ فَتَيَانَ قَالَ أَحَدُهُمَا إِنِّي أَرَانِي أَعْصِرُ خَمْرًا وَقَالَ الْآخَرُ إِنِّي أَرَانِي أَحْمِلُ فَوْقَ رَأْسِي خُبْزًا تَأْكُلُ الطَّيْرُ مِنْهِ نَبِّئْنَا بِتَأْوِيلِهِ إِنَّا نَرَاكَ مِنَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ
Then, brothers and sisters, he went to jail, and as he went to jail, he lived there with prisoners. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the story of these two jail men who came to him. They came to Yusuf. Why? They came to Yusuf asking him, Yusuf, we saw a dream. One of them said, I saw myself, a'asiru khamra. I saw myself serving wine to my king. A'asiru khamra. I saw myself serving, wine. The other one said, I saw myself put against this wall or post or something, and then there were like loaf of bread on top of my head, and birds were eating that loaf of bread from the top of my head. Can you interpret this dream? Before interpreting the dream, what I'm thinking about is why they went to Yusuf. Why did they not go to somebody else? Why Yusuf? They don't know. Yusuf just came to jail. He just entered prison. How did they know that Yusuf interpreted dreams anyways? He didn't tell them that he interpreted dreams. So brothers and sisters, what do you think? What do you think? Like, why would they go to Yusuf alayhi salam? Why would they go to Yusuf? They don't know anything about Yusuf. They don't know that he's a prophet. They don't know. They don't know that, he interprets dreams. They don't know anything about him. This man just came into jail. He joined them. And then they went to him, asking him, could you interpret the dreams? Because they seen he was different, character was good, yes. But how did they know he interpret dreams? Just maybe because he was different, the character was good. He looked wise. Kamran said he looked wise. Okay, he looked wise. He was different, his character was good, most likely, yeah, he looked wise. Most likely, because of his character, there could be many things, right? There could be many things as to why they went to him. It could be many things. But so let's talk about this. First of all, brothers and sisters, this is what Yusuf says. Yusuf, instead of interpreting the dream, they did not know. They just thought, give it a go. that's like a Manchester thinking, Mo'ni says she's like a Manchester thinking, the Manchester United thinking. Let me give it a go. And this is the British thinking, the American English thinking. Let me give it a go. Let's give it a go. Let's go to Yusuf. Let's give it a go. Let's give it a go. I love how the English people, sometimes they just, give it a go. Let's give it a go, huh? Anyways, They went to Yusuf alayhi salam. Yusuf alayhi salam قال, he told them, قَالَ لَا يَأْتِيكُمَا طَعَامٌ تُرْزَقَانِهِ إِلَّا نَبَّأْتُكُمَا بِتَأْوِيلِهِ
مِنْ قَبْلَ أَنْ يَأْتِيَكُمَا ذَلِكُمَا مِمَّا عَلَّمَنِي رَبِّي إني تركت ملة قوم لا يؤمنون بالله وبالآخرة هم كافرون.
Before he interprets the dreams, he tells them something interesting. He told them, let me tell you something. Before food comes to you, I shall tell you what is to be served. Huh? They didn't even know. But let's give it a go. And that go came into a go. Like you said, let's give it a go. That go came into a go. That go actually worked. That go worked. Because Yusuf told them, I shall tell you before food comes to you and gets served, I shall tell you the food that will be served to you before it comes. Yani, I can interpret the dreams as well. I can interpret the dreams. So this is, brothers and sisters, we'll learn some some manners of giving da'wah. Some manners of giving da'wah, we can learn it here from Yusuf alayhi salam and this dialogue he had with the prisoners. With the prisoners. We can learn it from here, from, you know, this conversation happening between Yusuf and the prisoners. How to give da'wah. How did Yusuf give da'wah? These two people, they came to him. Yusuf is just probably sitting. And then these two men came to him. Yusuf, please, could you, we saw this, you know, each of us saw a dream. Could you please interpret this dream for us? He did not just go and say, oh, you, this will happen to you, and you, this will happen. No. Look at the introduction. Introduction number one. He said, before any food gets served to you, I will tell you what's to be served. That's number one. Meaning, I have this knowledge. And then number two, he started talking about, إِنِّي تَرَكْتُ مِلَّةَ قَوْمٍ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَبِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ كَافِرُونَ. I left some people that, you know, he was talking about his brothers and others. لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ. I left some people who did not worship Allah Azza wa Jalla, who did not believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَبِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ كَافِرُونَ. And they are disbelieving in the Akhirah. So now, indirect da'wah. Indirect da'wah. Most likely, brothers and sisters, if you want to give da'wah, this is what we learned from Yusuf alayhi salam. They saw some things. They saw a few things. Let us take a pencil and paper handy. Let me give you maybe some pointers that will help you in giving da'wah. We learn from the story of Yusuf alayhi salam. Take a pen and paper handy, inshallah ta'ala. Write down. Number one, most likely, husn al-khuluq. They saw his good character. His good character. Yusuf had good manners, good khuluq. Number one, for a good da'i, a da'i has to have good khuluq. A da'i has to have husn al-madhar. Most likely, husn al-madhar. What's husn al-madhar? The very first thing, and this is subhanAllah, I see this sometimes with youngsters. Youngsters giving da'wah. They just became, mashallah, committed to the deen. They want to go out and give da'wah. But their appearance is not good at all. They don't care. They say, I'm just going to go give da'wah. Ya akhi, take care of your appearance. Take care of your appearance. Maybe he's wearing something, yani kida, a tobe that's all torn apart. You know, it's all yani dirty. His beard is everywhere. His head is hair is everywhere. You know, he's wearing sandals, whatever. Yani his flip-flops is... And then you go to speak to a doctor, surgeon, giving him da'wah. Akhi, in Islam, there is something called fiqh al-da'wah. The fiqh. This is fiqh. Fiqh of da'wah. How to give da'wah. How to give da'wah, my man. The very first thing people they look at is your appearance. When I travel, brothers and sisters, like when I go on a plane, I learn this. I remember I used to go a long time ago when I was young. I would go with amama. I would put kuhl in my, you know, I would in the bus, and I would go with my toe, amama, and I'm going with, you know. You know, you sit next to somebody, most likely people, you scare them. You're, you know, it's like there's a barrier between you and the other person. You know, they're not going to open up to you. I start, now when I travel, it's got to be suit, tie. It's just me. It's my preference, you know. And subhanAllah, I get a lot of good comments. Allahumma lak alhamd. A lot of good comments, you know. Australia, as soon as I landed, you know, because I deal with a lot of, you know, people, you know, with, you know, the borders and whatnot. So you, even in the plane, yani you people who sit next to you, if you want to give them da'wah, the first thing they would look at is your appearance. I'm already, yani I with my beard and stuff, I'm already right there. I'm giving them that, oh, this guy, beardo, this beardo weirdo is sitting next to me. Flight attendant, you know, I need to change my seat, you know. You know, the first thing they look at is your appearance. So I'm sure they looked at Yusuf alayhi salam. His appearance is beautiful. He's handsome looking at, you know, after he's 7 and whatnot. So this is in terms of da'wah. Fiqh al-da'wah. The fiqh of giving da'wah. My brothers and sisters, this is very important. Yes, if you want to wear your tobe, wear a nice tobe. Clean tobe. Take care of your appearance. Take care of your beard. If you have been, inshallah, you know, take care of your beard. Right? You know, put nice shoes. put this is really, this is, it helps in your da'wah. And if you go to talk to a surgeon or you go talk to somebody of high profile, da'u an-nasa manazilahum, as the Prophet Muhammad says, da'u an-nasa manazilahum, put people in there, in where they belong. You don't send somebody who's a teenager, who go to give da'wah to somebody who's like a heart surgeon. You need to send him somebody who can, to share the same intellect. Right? So sometimes, my brothers and sisters, you in giving da'wah, we lack the instruments of giving da'wah. Right? We lack that instrument. And the first and foremost, before the ilm, before what you're going to say, even without da'wah, my brothers and sisters, even at work. I worked, alhamdulillah, with corporates. I was very high in the corporate level, executive, with the executives and whatnot. When you have a presentation to give, when you have even an interview, I've interviewed so many people, they train you on this. The very first thing and foremost, subhanAllah, is your appearance. That, it has like more than 30%, 40% before anything else. Your appearance, they look at your appearance and based, subhanAllah, based on your appearance, they judge you. Yes, based on your appearance, they judge you. Even in the US, they have it now in the norms. You cannot be an executive director, like a very high level in your organization, unless you have to look really, mashallah, you have to look fit, good and fit. This is how it is. So appearance is very, very important. Husn al-madhar. So that's number two. Number three, I have four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. Are you ready? I only share with you two. I have eight more items to share with you. Are you guys ready for them? Kanan, Habib, Humaila, Monisa, you guys ready? I have eight more to share with you. I only shared with you two. I shared, for da'wah, husn al-khuluq, good manners, good morals. Number two, good appearance. Number three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. You guys are not ready for them. Aywa. Are you not ready for them, are you? Yes, please. No, it has to be a cliffhanger. It has to be a cliffhanger. It has to be. Yeah, you got it. You smelled it. Didn't you smell it? I smelled it from like miles away. I smelled it from very far away. Miles. Inshallah ta'ala, tomorrow we'll give you the other eight more items that will help you in giving da'wah, that we learn from the story of Yusuf alayhi salam. How to be a good da'i. How to be a good da'i. We learn that from Yusuf alayhi salam. How he spoke to them. He did not interpret the dreams right away. He talked about other things before interpreting the dreams. What did he say? How, parents and whatnot. So we will learn more, inshallah ta'ala, and what will happen to Yusuf alayhi salam, inside the jail and after the jail. And my brothers and sisters, the hadith of the, man taraka shay'an lillahi awadahu Allahu khayran min, whosoever leaves something for the sake of Allah, Allah will replace it with something better. Remember this. Mu'nisa, we will need to make this as a post on Instagram. We will need to make this and with an image. And that is, whoever leaves something for the sake of Allah, Allah will give him something better. Allah will compensate him with something that is better. If you leave something for Allah, Allah will compensate you with something that is better. We learn that. We learn that, my brothers and sisters, in the story of Yusuf alayhi salam. So we will resume tomorrow, inshallah ta'ala. Barakallahu fikum, zakum Allah khair. Those of you who've come in late, go back and watch the session. It will be saved on Facebook. It will be saved on Instagram. It will be also saved on YouTube. And those of you on Facebook, please share. Brothers and sisters, share, inshallah ta'ala. Jazakum Allah khair. I feel sorry, if you come in late and missed out, but as long as you go back and watch, I'm sure you will learn something. You will learn maybe one or two things, inshallah ta'ala. I hope and I pray. So barakallahu feekum. Thank you so much. Thank you, Khadija, Humaira, and who else? Lula Robe and Kamran, all of you for Facebook, Zoya, Nawal, Yashmin, Shan, all of you on Instagram. Thank you for coming. Thank you for joining. May Allah bless you all. Jazakum Allah khair. Munazza, you. Thank you all. Barakallahu feekum. Jazakum Allah khair. We'll see you tomorrow, inshallah ta'ala. All right, we'll see you tomorrow, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. The session starts at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 p.m. UK Time, just so you know. 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 p.m. UK Time. All right? Jazakum Allah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh. Assalamu alaikum. Naseema, Jazakallah khair. Thank you for coming. Barakallahu feekum. We'll see you, inshallah ta'ala, tomorrow. All righty? Yalla, take care, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum.